From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Molly Dove. For rural residents, managing chronic diseases can be tough, even for those with more than one. Long distances to care providers can make getting to appointments more challenging. Online patient portals may help bridge the gap between rural residents and their physicians. Though KBIA's Zia Kelly reports, an MU study found that not all patients registered on these portals are using them.
A study from MU Sinclair School of Nursing found that about one-third of patients registered on an online patient portal did not log in once during the year. The researchers surveyed 500 patients with two or more chronic illnesses in a primary care organization. They found that only 65% had logged on at all between July of 2015 and July of 2016, even though they took the time to register for access. Kimberly Powell is a postdoctoral fellow at the School of Nursing and an assistant professor at the University of Tennessee at Knoxville.
Patients who may live farther away from their provider could stand to benefit more from a tool like this because it allows them kind of remote access. Having better ways to connect to your provider and to communicate with them is increasingly important.
Powell and her co-authors found that among the patients that were sampled, the further away a patient lived from their provider, the more they logged on to the online portal. Zia Kelly, KBIA News.
A window manufacturing company says it plans to build a $65 million factory in central Missouri, creating about 300 new jobs. Quaker Window Products said Thursday it will construct the plant in Eldon. The company already employs about 1,000 people at its Freeburg factory. Construction is expected to begin this fall, with the plant opening in about a year. The Boone County Candidate Forum on Science and Technology Policy Wednesday night gave voters a chance to hear how their candidates would handle scientific legislation. The forum featured five candidates running for the Missouri House of Representatives as the panelists. Maureen Bell Jones was one of those candidate panelists. She received a doctorate in veterinary medicine and says she's always wondered why more scientists weren't involved in politics.
Science matters, science is real, and we need more science-based people in the legislatures at all levels.
The forum was hosted by the Missouri Science and Technology Policy Fellows as a way to prepare voters for the November 6th election. A 21-year-old man has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for a January 2016 rape at the University of Missouri. Austin Campbell was sentenced today after being found guilty in August of raping a woman who was sleeping in her dorm room in January of 2016. He was a freshman at the school's Columbia campus at the time. The victim's mother testified before sentencing that the rape had turned her lively and outgoing daughter into someone who can't sleep unless her bedroom door is barricaded shut. Campbell is also subject to lifetime supervision and has to register as a sex offender. I'm Molly Dove, KBIA News.